Welcome to the Watchers of the Skies program. I'm Carlos Campo, president here at Ashland University, joined by my friend and colleague, Dennis Montecruces. Hello, Dennis.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. We're joined in the studio by some special guests. We'll introduce them in a moment. But also, as always, some talented young people helping us here in the studio, Will and Matt, Josh, Mike, and Abby running the show. And we have two guests who are generally helping us from the studio, but upstairs, two seniors, Kyle Dorshuk, and of course, Ellie Lohr. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure
We're so glad you're here. You know, you two share some things in common. Let's see if I've got this right. You're both musicians, am I right?
That is correct.
Good, yeah. Terrific. You're both seniors?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, so we're going to want to hear a little bit more about these things. Let's start with Ellie. Ellie, what tell us about your musicianship. And as a senior, you've got to hear this question all the time, probably in the last 6 months. Okay, Ellie, what's happening after you leave Ashland? So tell us about your musicianship, and then talk to us a little bit about what's next for you after graduation.
So musicianship-wise, I was the drumline section leader for a marching band this past year. I've been bass drum all 4 years.
Wow.
I've also been the secretary treasurer of the marching band as well. I always love being something that's greater than myself, and everyone is important in marching band.
True.
I've been doing it since high school, so I've been doing it. I did it 8 years. It was one of my favorite things. I'm really good at hitting things with sticks, obviously. And the next thing, I guess, would be I'm going to be the maid of honor in a wedding.
Congratulations.
Well, a week after graduation.
Okay.
Then 2 weeks after that, I'm going to Germany, Netherlands with the sport management group.
Nice.
So there's a lot going on. I'm looking for jobs in, like, the sports area.
Okay.
Football's my favorite sport, which is a big reason why I wanted to do marching band. I wanted to be on the field, and as a girl, that was my way onto the field.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. I mean, I'm confident in whatever I will do, I'll be good at. I just need to find the time to actually really sit down, focus, and really do a deep dive.
Well, I hear you talk about football, and when you think about all the potential careers linked to football, maybe give us an indication, as our watchers and listeners are listening in, what are some of the positions that come to mind you'd say, gosh, that would be my dream job?
Oh, anything on the field, anything interacting with players, whether that be NFL films, that would be really cool, or working with fan engagement. I've done the NFL draft when it came to Cleveland.
Did you? How fun.
The Women's Final Four when it came
recently.
So I really enjoy interacting with fans and being part of, like, those special moments, especially at the Super Bowl experience. I was part of, like, some kids' first, like, NFL, like, meet and greets. And those are some of my best memories, like, growing up. And just being able to be a part of that is truly special.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. That had to be exciting, the Women's Final Four.
Yeah.
I mean, it just felt like women's basketball exploded onto the American scene this year in ways that were extraordinary. So how great that you were there for that.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
It was a great experience.
All right, Kyle, you're on the spot for at least those first two questions. Let's hear about musicianship and what follows your graduation.
Absolutely.
You're not the maid of honor.
I'm not the maid of honor, correct. So I've also been doing music since I was in fourth grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
I play the trumpet and throughout high school, and then when I got here, I did marching band my freshman year and then let that go to focus on other ensembles I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the principal trumpet in the symphonic band, have been since I was a freshman, and I've been also second trumpet in the jazz orchestra since I was a freshman, that's been great, and also play in the brass ensemble, and musicality is really important to me. Music's always been important to me. When I was always driving in the car with my dad when I was young, he'd always be playing classic rock, so that's sort of how I got my my in. And then my grandma loved classical music, so that's sort of how I got that taste for symphonic music, band music, that kind of thing. And my opinion has always been, at least here at AU, that I have a lot of things I do normally, and then that hour and a half that we have a rehearsal is my like happy break.
Nice.
So music brings a lot of joy to me, so that's usually my happy break for that. And what's coming after, also similar to Ellie, I will be in Germany 2 days following graduation, but for a different trip. This one's World War II and the Holocaust, which was one I've wanted to do since I was a freshman.
Wow, that's going to be moving. I'm sure it'll be exciting and wonderful and horrible at the same time. But
yeah, and so then once I get back here, I'm actually applying to jobs right now, but looking to get my foot in radio, TV, media production in Cleveland.
Excellent. All right, Dennis, have at it. Grill these two.
Grill them? No. We're all friends here. As I've learned many times, this is the capital for nice people.
That's right.
So one thing I would say, and this kind of came out, especially in Ellie's answer about being in band, one thing I've always found hanging around with the JDM people here, and then even when I was an undergraduate, I would often submit letters to the student paper there. And there's just always this camaraderie that really struck me with people who are in, let's say, this kind of media stuff. So maybe say something about that. And was that, like, when did you decide that this is the major you're going to have? And does that play a part in it? And is that real, you think? And what maybe accounts for it, this kind of closeness and camaraderie among media students?
I mean, friendships mean the absolute world to me. I'm a very loyal person, and I love my friends dearly. I try to love them unconditionally. But again, it's that idea of being some part of something greater than yourself. Mm-hmm. Everyone's important. Like, just as the symbols are important, prompters are just as important. It's very similar how JDM functions, especially within marching band, because we all have a role to do, right. And without one person, there's a lot missing.
I can sort of tag on to that too. I think this is something I've talked to our department chair, Dave McCoy, about a lot, is there's a lot of crossover between the performing arts and media production.
Right.
Generally, like, you think about an ensemble, you have different sections, you have brass, percussion, woodwinds. Each individual person has an important role to play in order to make the thing happen. So it's similar in this aspect where you can't have one thing without a director, you can't have this or that, and there really is a sense of we're all in it together, because quite literally without everyone, it can't happen.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Well, so is that part of what attracted you? So when did you each decide, this is the major for me, this is the career path that I want to take?
Do you want to go first, Emily?
Sure, I can go. So when I was in middle school, I liked writing letters to football players, so like Hall of Famers and stuff. So I've always been really interested in football. I've followed the Browns since Joe Jarvisius was on the team. He was my first favorite Browns player. Still haven't met him, but hopefully one day. I just knew that media and just like wanting to tell a story, stories and emotion is very important to me. And this is one of the only majors to do so. I mean, I can write, but there's something extra that is added when you have a video quality. And it's just those stories and telling people's stories that I think really drew me to this field.
I think for me, I've always, the story about how I even ended up at Ashland is really funny. But the long story short, I was went to high school with Dr. McCoy's daughter.
No way.
And I was super involved in high school and kind of pushed off coming to college until like the last second. In terms of where I knew I wanted to go.
Right.
And I hadn't applied to Ashland yet. And then COVID hit, everything with that. It was hard to get in anywhere. And Dave offered to show me around and give me a tour. And I thought about it for after a while, and it stuck. And I ended up coming here. But I wasn't here immediately.
Okay.
I decided to go undecided for a bit, and then was sort of trying out history, marketing, things like that.
Philosophy?
Not quite. Ashbrook, but not quite.
Okay.
But we looked around for a bit, and then I just wasn't feeling satisfied with anything I was really doing. I just kind of felt listless and came back here, took a couple courses, and then I was like, okay, I think this is what I want to do in terms of just, I have a very wide variety of interests, and I think this is something that ties in a lot of them, and also just has so many available paths to go down, because it is what you make of it. So it was good in that way to just be able to get a core foundation of skills and just kind of run with it.
All right, here we go. Lightning round for each of you. AU lightning round questions. Kyle, you're going to go second. So here we go. Poor Ellie's been on the bump, as it were, every time. So here are your questions. Number one, favorite AU professor. Number two, favorite place to study on campus other than your dorm room, if that happened to you. One. Three, what's your go-to meal in the nest? Four, what was the single most memorable event or moment you had on campus during your time here? You got those?
We're going to try.
Sure, let's go.
We're going to try.
Go, Ellie.
So, favorite professor, it would have to be Lance Kaltenbaugh. He's been a
That's
real
great.
Mentor figure for me.
Cool.
I'd also like to shout out my old academic advisor who just got a mentorship award. She was so helpful when I was here as a freshman. Let's see, go-to nest order would be the chicken nuggets with french fries.
All right.
And a memorable moment would have to be any of the worship nights that I sang as a part of. I represented Newman Catholic Campus Ministries.
Did you really? Oh,
and
great. Those Wednesday night, as
yeah.
it says?
Mm-hmm. Wednesdays in Lower Chapel, but worship night is when they have everyone come together, and I was singing and representing Newman. And I know there was another question
study.
In there.
Study spot.
Study spot.
What's your favorite study spot on campus?
There's the little garden right next to the chapel. Mm-hmm. If it's really nice out, I'd really like to go sit there, put some headphones in, and just study there.
Very nice. All right.
You're going to have to remind me.
All right, let's start with favorite professor. Then we'll go on to favorite study spot, other than your dorm room, if that happens to be it. Then your go-to at the Eagle's Nest, and then that moment or moments, as it might be, that was just most memorable.
Okay. I've had so many good professors here, it's hard to pick one. I will single out Rob Wiley as being a very, very just, he's so incredibly brilliant, it hurts.
It does. Yes.
Like, it's leave
painful.
The class and it's just like your brain's throbbing because of how much stuff he's covered and just how much thought he's put into things. Favorite study spot, we're going to go out of order. Study spot. You wouldn't think it. I normally am like a dead quiet, have to study person, but sometimes I can find myself getting a lot done in the new Lyceum, surprisingly, even though it's kind of echoey and noisy. Mm-hmm. Favorite nest meal. That's hard because they've taken things away and added them back.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to say probably a burger with the Southwest Cheesy Hashes and the House Ranch. That you can't go wrong with that.
Okay, good.
And then my favorite memory on campus, I have a lot, but one of the most memorable moments, at least in terms of things I've done outside of classes, has been, it was 2 years ago at the Maple Rock Jazz Fest.
Oh, yes.
We had our group of international acclaimed guest artists with us, and we had a drummer from Cleveland, so he wasn't the international one, but...
Right.
He was a drummer from Cleveland. His name's Sammy DeLeon, and he had such a way of commanding the stage when he was behind the kit. And it was like we were doing a huge song. We had pretty much everyone was soloing on it, and then he just kind of started a solo, and then just took control of the stage. And it was like time stopped, and you were just in this bubble on stage, and it was super special. And it was just really cool.
I got to see him do a full concert at Kane Park one
really?
Time, and it was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. He's a great, great musician. All right, Dennis, I've got a few more lightning round questions, but I'll cede the floor to you if you want to continue the discussion.
That's interesting, so I haven't heard of it, but I now have to look him up, so nice.
Yeah.
What would you tell incoming students, essentially, like you guys are really plugged in, so what would be your advice for how they can get plugged in and as quickly as let's say, it sounds like you guys did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, join things. Say yes to going to events. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as you are finding people, once you find your people, this place will become home. And it's just taking that time to say yes, even if you are scared. I know it's scary, but it's all worth it because what you put in is what you're going to get out of it. And the more that you go to, the better off you'll be.
I'd sort of follow that up. I think we're probably going to see it more with, I've seen it personally with a lot of people is they just don't want to do anything, unfortunately. Mm. They just want to sit in their room, study, go to class, and then that's it.
Yes.
I think that's unfortunate, and I think we can counteract it. It's just going to take a lot of effort. Because I always see people where they're like, oh, I don't need to be a part of anything. I have these people that live on my floor,
right.
We'll be friends all 4 years of
right.
college. And then the next year hits and they all live separate and it falls apart.
Mm.
Find your people in the group that you want to be a part of. And in often more cases, you can be more than a part of more than one group.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good testament to that. But you can, because I have my band people, I have my fraternity guys, I have my people here in JDM. You build connections, build with other people. And honestly, all it takes is a leap of faith. Just go to that event, go to that concert, go to that cab event, start meeting people, find who you want to be a part of, and just go all in.
That's really good advice. All right, how about these two questions? It doesn't have to be favorite, but maybe a film and something you've read in the last year or so that you would recommend to others. So film and something you've read. What do you think, Ellie?
So Colonia Dignidad is one of my favorite films. It's from the UK, actually. It has Emma Watson and Daniel Brühl in it.
Okay.
And
Have you seen it, Dennis? No.
It's a true story about like a ex-Nazi cult in Chile, I believe. And it's quite good. It's like a psychological thriller. I really like psychology and all of that. And then a book. I'm currently reading Joan of Arc by Mark Twain, and that's been very, very interesting. So I'd have to say that because it's like nonfiction, but with fiction overlaid.
Sure.
Because he did like 12 years of research with like over the history of Joan of Arc, but then has a fictional character telling the story.
Interesting, and it's not Joan, of course.
No, it's her like secretary of the army, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, so here she is. 14-year-old and the secretary. Yeah, very interesting. All right, Kyle, how about it?
I think, so interestingly enough, I have a list probably as long as this table of movies and TV shows I need to watch. and same with books to read. I'll give two for each because those the two that I've had a memorable impact on me.
Okay.
Within the last year or even month specifically, Oppenheimer, I thought was very well made and had a unique storytelling sense over something that kind of gets Oppenheimer's past, I guess, immediately following the dropping of the bomb, which history kind of has forgotten.
Sure.
And the other one, which was a movie that sort of made... I don't cry often at the end of movies, but... when the most recent James Bond film came out, No Time to Die.
Wow.
Almost 3 hours long.
Right.
Which is rare for those movies. But had a very strange impact on me because I think partly because Daniel Craig was the Bond actor I kind of grew up watching.
Sure.
But I think the storytelling was amazing. And the score was great. It was Hans Zimmer.
Yes.
So
amazing.
You add those two things up. I'd say a close third is if you've ever seen Dunkirk.
Oh, yeah.
That's also incredible.
Zimmer's, yeah.
Still, same thing, Hans Zimmer. Yeah, yeah. In terms of books, I'll give two. Recently, I read, well, through our senior seminar class in Ashbrook, we read Democracy in America, which I think would be a very hard book to tackle on your own. However, I think it is very well worth reading if you can find a class or online kind of seminar to take with it. Taught me a lot about, and a lot of things about myself and people and the place we live. I liked that a lot. And then sort of not academic reading, I would say, if you've ever read Tuesdays with Maury.
Of course.
Very good book.
Great book. And inspiring.
Yes, very. And an easy read, too. Mm-hmm. Very, very easy to follow, short. That would be my close second.
Wonderful. All right, we have 1 minute left, so each have 30 seconds for this final response. You're walking away from your alma mater, but you'll stay connected, I know. What would you say? Here's one thing. Dr. Campo, don't let Ashland ever lose this. You have a new president coming in. We'll speak to that new president. You're speaking back to your school. Here's one thing I hope Ashland never loses. We'll actually let Kyle start.
Okay.
So he can finally have a chance to think.
Try to remain brief here. I find very high value in the fraternity and sorority life community at this campus. Especially coming into college fall 2020 when everything was dark, we didn't know what was going to come next. It provided the perfect community that I needed to help me through that time.
Wonderful.
And I think the value of it is so high, and it's at risk of being forgotten, I think, being a part of something greater than yourself and being able to learn and grow from others. So I think that is one thing that we shouldn't lose on this campus.
Ellie, you have the last word.
It would be Newman Catholic Campus Ministries. My mom got cancer when I was a junior in high school, and so I fell away from the faith for about two and a half years. It was very painful, but after coming to Ashland, after having a really interesting COVID freshman semester, or year, I should say, I started singing with Newman, and I started becoming reconnected with my faith, connecting with these just amazing people, and I can without a doubt say that is the best thing that I've done for myself in my 4 years here, was joining Newman. And I just hope that they continue on their mission to bring people closer to him. And I mean, I'm so grateful for them and that opportunity. And I'm in such a better place emotionally, mentally, and personally. And I can't imagine what this campus would lose if it didn't exist anymore.
Oh, wonderful. Ellie, thank you for that. Kyle, thank you. Thank you both for this time. Dennis, as always, here we are in our last episode. Maybe we can give these people, both those upstairs and both in the studio, a hand right now out of gratitude. Thank you all. Thank you. And here we are saying goodbye from the Watchers of the Skies program one last time. I'm Carlos Campo. We'll see you again. We will. Perhaps not here, but in another context on the Watchers of the Skies.